Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Well, friends, real quick, if you want to know what it looks like, the repeat of history, I can show it to you right now. We have been forecasting this, unbeknownst to us in detail, but knowing that we were on to something, being led of the Spirit, Romans 8:14, and now here we are. And we've seen during the beginning of this pandemic who bowed to the state, and it was over 300,000 churches that had no business bowing to Nebuchadnezzar, Daniel 3 in any sense of the word, but they did it anyways. They went along with the pandemic. They put their trust in the arm of the flesh. They're reaping the curse, and now that curse is beginning to spread to the people throughout the United States of America. I'm here to tell you, friends, this is not the church of Jesus Christ. This is the church of the arm of the flesh, which, in fact, again, is bringing a curse upon this nation. This is the greatest advocate to the abortion industry, to the homosexual lobby, to illegal immigration, and the list goes on, corruption in politics. And why do I say that? Again, remember, we're called to be the light of the world, right? And as John Adams, the second president, rightly stated, the church is called to be the moral compass of society. When that goes, everything else goes. Well, it first starts in the church, and judgment begins in the house of God, and so it is. But again, I want you to go back to Adolf Hitler, because again, we're seeing what Martin Niemöller warned us of. Remember Martin Niemöller? Remember that guy? He was the one that said, first they came for the socialists, and then he goes on and on and on. And, the first thing he said, actually, let me just bring you to it now that I'm talking about it. First they came for the Jews, but I didn't do anything because I'm not a Jew. Then they came for the socialists, but I didn't do anything because I wasn't a socialist. Then they came for the Catholics, but I didn't do anything because I'm not Catholic. Finally they came for me, which was an evangelical, which, by the way, he wrote a book apologizing to those that went through the Holocaust, to those that he could apologize to, telling him that it was the evangelical church during that time that brought Adolf Hitler to power, for those that didn't know their history, okay? It's a little bit different than what we're usually told about the quote from Martin Niemöller. What you're used to hearing is always the one, you know, first they came for the socialist. I didn't speak out because I wasn't a socialist. Then they came for the trade unionist, and I didn't speak out because, well, I wasn't a trade unionist. Then they came for the Jews, and I didn't speak out because I wasn't a Jew. Then they came for me, and there was no one left to speak up for me, right? Do you remember when the Nazis started to attack the church? If you've never seen the documentary of Dietrich Bonhoeffer, you know, that courageous one that everybody loves to praise, I guarantee if he was alive today, you'd be persecuting him or prosecuting him or scoffing him or mocking him. Well, the fact of the matter is they praise the dead ones, don't they? Yeah. And what do they do to the living ones? They persecute them. And that spirit has not changed. Just ask me first and foremost. But again, what I want to do is I want to bring you over and show you what was in that documentary, because the Nazis began to infiltrate the church with the permission of the said overseers, right? And in this particular case in America, there's absolutely no reason for this, but I'm going to show you what just recently happened when a guy walked into a church, namely David Harris Jr., his church, this heretic's church. I want you to pay attention to what he says to the individual that refused to wear a mask inside of his church. You would think that this guy was, man, he was getting an incentive from the government. Well, guess what, friends? He is. And again, it shows you who he's bowing to, and it's not the Lord Jesus Christ. It is the arm of the flesh, the government, and the Word of God over and over and over again teaches us just the exact opposite. You guys ready for this? Because this is going to jack some of you up. That means it's going to make you very mad, and I hope it does, because there's no reason whatsoever that this is happening in a church in the United States of America. Check this out.
You are in trash bags. You need to be in this church right now. If somebody hit the security guards.
The guy walks up to the little altar that's created by David Harris Jr. And all the other good little Nazis jump up on the stage to try to stop him, because everybody else was complying. They were all pretending by wearing a mask that in fact does not work. So what is he doing? He's standing there all by himself as the others put him face down and drag him out of the church. This in the United States of America, friends. This in the United States of America. And the coward, DavidHarrisJr.com, well, he sits down. Isn't it interesting? And I've said this 1,000 times, but for the new listener, isn't it interesting, folks, that the said pastor of this church apparently has not taken the time to understand that the manufacturers have already told us that these masks do not work? You know, and I got to say this. Friends, when it comes to the politicians, all the good politicians, right? Those that are put up as the good guys in the United States of America. Isn't it interesting that they're going along with the narrative, both what you would call the right and the left, both the Republicans and the Democrats, all unconstitutional, just as a reminder. Isn't it interesting they're all pushing the same narrative? How is it that they don't have the information that I have? How is it that they don't have the information that you have? You know, because when I go over to Health Impact News, we find now that the FDA, I'm going to show this to you, the committee, the FDA, corrupt FDA committee, rubber stamps Pfizer's plan to now inject 28 million children 5 to 11 years old. Isn't that interesting how that all works? Why is it that they don't have the same information when it comes to the people that are dying from the vaccinations? Here, like this guy. Let me show you this really quick because it's important that you see it. FBI agent. All the guys in the FBI, pay attention, or the FBI, pay attention to what I'm telling you, because you're expendable. Yeah, they don't need you. Politicians, they don't need you. Ask Colin Powell. Okay? Ask those in the CIA that have taken the shot that are now dead. The FBI agent dead 24 hours after taking the said vaccine. How come these people don't have this information? How come John Piper is telling you if you want your freedom, another heretic in the church, another hippie gone mad, how is it that he's telling his congregation and his followers, not Jesus Christ, how is it that he's not telling them the information that I'm sharing with you right now? Because they don't want to rock the boat. Well, I'm here to tell you, folks, if you want to change the future, you're going to have to trouble the present. And the way to do that is obey the Lord Jesus Christ. Okay? Bottom line, why? Because we're called to testify against the deeds of the world that they are evil. John 7:7. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
It was William Booth who founded the Salvation Army that said, "I consider that the chief dangers which confront the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without generation, politics without God, and heaven without hell." It was also the same William Booth who said, "If you want to change the future, then you're going to have to trouble the present." While we here at the Sons of Liberty have always been a troubler of the present to preserve our future for generations to come. And you can be a part of it too. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button where you can join us in taking part in winning this nation for Christ by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. You can also make a one-time donation as well by clicking the Donate Securely button on our landing page. We cannot do this apart from you. We are all together in this fight to win America back unto Christ and restore us back to the foundations that made us great. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com today.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on sonsoflibertymedia.com.
What better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than sunny-bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now, because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality-made travel pillows or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation. Come in a wide variety of uses. Apply hot or cold therapy and are all made in the U.S. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
The Liberty, broadcasting into 155 cities even now, broadcasting into 53 countries even now. We're also on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to the top of the page, SOL Radio Live. Subscribe to the Rumble. We are rebuilding. We have been illegally censored by that of YouTube and Facebook. Go to the right side of the page. You will find us there. Subscribe to the page, sonsoflibertymedia.com. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Also go to beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page, beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page. If you want to call in, please do. Let's stick to the topic. I'm going to change and shift from this topic to another topic after I show you one more video and one more article concerning what's going on, because that tsunami's coming through, folks. That tsunami is coming through. Why? Because the American people still do not realize that they're dealing with tyrants, lawless individuals, despots who don't want to be ruled by God. And the fact of the matter is our forefathers gave us an example to follow. That rebellion towards that and them individually, friends, is obedience to God. Romans 12:21. Read the Bible, put it into context, and that is the history of the Word of God, as is it the example and exhibition that our forefathers gave us through the Declaration of Independence. Read it. If you want to call in again, 1-866-582-9933. This is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com. Do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. Why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Paul, the guy that wrote two-thirds of the New Testament, said, follow me as I follow Christ. If I leave off Christ, leave this show. We follow the Christ, period. Okay? Jesus said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. Not by your favorite show host, not by your favorite politician, your favorite preacher, whatever the case is. You keep your eyes fixed on the author and the finisher of your faith, Hebrews 12:2. That keeps all of real preachers, real ministers of the gospel of Jesus Christ in a safe place. Cool? I want to show you this because this was, again, on a Ron Paul outlet. Ron brings some good information. We've had him on the radio show before, and he's done a good job for us in the sense of what he believes in the sense of the truth. He holds to the truth. He's a libertarian, which means without regard to law, which is kind of bizarre. He is a walking contradiction in a lot of ways. But when he blurts the truth out, we want to bring that truth out. And I'm not saying that he doesn't live the truth. I'm not suggesting any of that. I think he's done a lot of good things, and this is another piece of the pie. I just highlighted the fact that we have a self-proclaimed church overseer, David Harris Jr., that needs to be removed immediately. And what does he do? A guy walks in without a mask. He tells the guy that doesn't have a mask on, you're trespassing, because he's obeying the edicts of that of Adolf Hitler. I'm sorry, corruption in the American government, which is the same deal. Two sides of the same coin in so many different ways. And I can prove it. So with that said, and I have proved it. And then what we did is we brought you over to the fact that there's a lot of stuff going on concerning the narrative that's just being overlooked. And I highlighted the fact that we have a FBI, a dead agent, 24 hours after vaccine, as they call it, the vaccine, right? We also know that there's a high percentage of the young people that are taking these said vaccinations that are dying within 24 hours. Did you know that? Pay attention to what's going on, friends. Pay attention to what's going on, because it has everything to do with coming to your front door. And that's what's next if the American people do not put a stop to what they see today in this country. So let's go over to this, line upon line, precept upon precept, and let me show you this video. Emergency use. It's always an emergency. It's always an emergency. Don't ever forget what I'm telling you right now. And the reason I say that is because our forefathers warned us of those that want to declare emergency. And what am I talking about? Well, let me go over to William Penn, and I'm going to highlight exactly what I'm talking about in just a second here as I pull it up. We have a T-shirt available that confronts this mentality. Necessity is the plea for infringement of human freedoms. It is the argument of tyrants. It is the creed of slaves. So understand, these emergency orders are predicated upon administrative law, which is unconstitutional. Just clarifying to the new listeners, it is unconstitutional. This is how the CDC is operating. This is how that of the WHO is operating. They're undermining and circumventing the U.S. Constitution. And what are they using? Emergency. They're using it's for your safety, just like the Nazis in the SS under Adolf Hitler. Now they're zeroing in on your kids. You ready for this? I hope so. Let's get to it. Oh, sorry about that. I will
be paying attention for the last couple of years. And, of course, it's an emergency use. And the first question that comes to my mind is, what emergency? Surely there's no emergency for children. There never has been.
Yeah.
And the next question that came to my mind is the 17-0 with one abstention vote. You mean there was no one on this panel that had any questions or concerns? You know, just go ahead. It's unanimous. And then we heard that one of the panel members, Dr. Rubin, his name is, was quoted as saying, quote, "We're never going to learn about how safe the vaccine is until we start giving it. That's the way it goes." That's the way it goes? I mean, no, that is not the way it goes. You do not experiment on the entire population of children to, quote, learn how safe it is. You know, if that's the way it goes, why is there an FDA? What do we need it for?
Yeah, folks, I want to highlight the fact that, too, the American people have already taken on this mentality. If you remember right, Pelosi, back, what, 15 maybe 12 years ago under Barack Hussein Obama, that criminal that was tolerated by the American people for 8 years and violated the Constitution over 1,168 times. Isn't it interesting that Pelosi said, well, let's pass it so we can see what's in it? It's the same thing happening here right now. Wanted to show you this, line upon line, precept upon precept in the state of Minnesota. The Minnesota surgeon loses his job after telling school board to let parents make decisions about masking kids. For the record, I just went to a school board on Monday here in my own backyard, And it was another question that was begged by me listening to the propaganda in the cup that they fill with the Kool-Aid coming straight from the mainstream media. Where is it that you guys are getting your information outside of directly from the propagandists that 94% of the American people don't believe? Folks, it was all parroting Anthony Fauci. It was all parroting Bill Gates. It was all parroting the head of the corrupt CDC and the WHO. I'm sitting there thinking to myself, what in the world? Where are you people at? No wonder why we're in trouble. Because these people, friends, are going right along to get along. And that's why we're in trouble. And if the American people would stand up, we would not have these issues in any sense of the word. I also want to highlight the fact that when I went to this school board, it was interesting to note that I seen two people stand up and do nothing but praise the board, okay, because they want to win them in love, as they say. One of them was a nurse, which was interesting because she was telling the ineffectiveness of the mask. They don't work, right? And then the other one, well, she just kind of got up and said, listen, my children are in here, and I thank you so much to the board. I thank you so much, she said, for allowing the parents to make their own decisions when it comes to their children. Whoa. Is this communist China? Is this communist Russia? I'm sorry, do you work for them? Or do they work for you lawfully? Oh, my goodness, we need to wake up as to what's going on here, folks, because this stuff, this ignorance coming from the American people is second to none, to say the least, on so many different levels. And that is not a far stretch in any sense of the word. This is also interesting to note. This is coming from another communist. For those that didn't see, this is where it's coming from. And also keep in mind this and these sort of people, Professor Chomsky, and what they're doing is they're wanting you to believe that this is the way to go and that government has a right to do what they're doing today, when in fact there is no reference to constitutional law, giving them delegated authority from we the people to attack the American people by forcing them through a medical experiment. And by the way, an experiment it is. What is it? Disgusting. Professor Chomsky says unvaccinated should be isolated from society. I'm laughing, folks. Already done all my crying. This is all aimed at you, and I'm here to tell you it is not stopping. Had a guy, personal note, the other day we were sitting at a Mexican restaurant. Great food. Cool people. And I had an individual come up to me and tell me he just got back from vacation in Miami. And he told me, did you know that you have to wear masks on the beach inside of the hotel lobbies? Did you know that they're mandating vaccine passports? Did you know this? Did you know that you can't take a cruise, friends, unless you can prove your vaccination? Notice how that's all quiet under Ron DeSantis, the one that's fighting for the people. Nope, this is all by design.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. The nation's top health officials are unveiling a strategy to curb the explosion of drug overdoses. The plan from HHS includes government funding for harm reduction techniques, including the distribution of clean syringes. Test strips will also be provided to check common street drugs for signs of potentially deadly fentanyl. The Santa Fe, New Mexico County Sheriff and First Judicial District Attorney held a press conference Wednesday to give an update on the investigation into the shooting involving Alec Baldwin on the set of Rust that killed one crew member and injured another. Sheriff Adon Mendoza says they're looking into concerns raised by crew members about safety during the production of the film.
We are going to follow up on some of those statements that are made, that there were other incidents.
This is USA Radio News. Senate Republicans are slamming AG Merrick Garland over immigration caravans heading to the U.S. During a hearing, South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham asking Garland if he knew about several thousand migrants marching through Mexico toward the United States. Garland saying he saw reports in the media and then saying he doesn't recall being told by the Border Patrol that they're being overwhelmed by the flood of illegal immigrants. The Iranian government is speaking out after a cyber attack on Tuesday.
Iran's president said Wednesday that a cyber attack which paralyzed every gas station in Iran was designed to get people angry by creating disorder and disruption, as long lines continued a day after the incident. No group has claimed responsibility for the attack that began Tuesday. The hack rendered useless, the government issued electronic cards that many Iranians use to buy subsidized fuel at the pump. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
USA Radio News.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Ah, welcome back to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com, 1-866-582-9933. Do not wait until the last segment, please. Do not wait until the last segment. You guys ready for this? Okay, fear-mongering, capitalizing off the people for which they claim to be fighting. That's you, okay? And what am I talking about? Well, we spent a little time on it, and we basically teed it up. We shored it up to where we're at today, and we're going to bring you to another point. Well, what are you talking about, Bradley? Did you see this? Ted Cruz, you know, the guy that always sells to the American people that he is in their corner? Then he sends out a fundraiser campaign. For those that don't know, he's worth $4 million. He's capitalizing off the stupidity of the American people that are not paying attention to who Ted Cruz is. Or his wife, mind you. He is a globalist. He's a patronizing, pathetic appeaser is what this man is. And yet, the American people are appeased by him. They're okay with it. Okay? Did you see this? I just want to make sure you see Ted Cruz is introducing a bill that would send illegal immigrants to Democratic strongholds like Martha's Vineyard. I can't make it up. Wait a second. There's immigration laws in the United States of America. Is that what he's making reference to? No. Matter of fact, he's not making reference to any law. He's saying, let's take all those playing the little game, you know, the clowns in the circus of politics, playing the little game as your blood-bought freedoms are being trampled underfoot by your favorite appeaser. America, I got to talk to you in such a fashion because you are the ones tolerating these said individuals. And this is an appeaser. He's made millions of dollars off the stupidity of the American people on so many different levels. Okay? Let's go over to Jim Jordan right now, who's caught up in scandal, pedophilia, by the way. And what I want to show you with Jim Jordan is, again, these are the appeasers, and this is how they're selling it to the people. And notice how this comes in cycles, because when the people rise up, then they send out another video from Ted Cruz or one from Rand Paul, or they send one out from Candace Owens or Michelle Malkin, or they send one out from that of Antichrist Ben Shapiro or another one of your favorite conservative talking heads that do nothing but what? Magnify the crimes of the people that the American people tolerate. Are they making reference to the law that condemns their crimes? Absolutely not. They just continuously appease the American people. Let's get over to the next show coming from that of Jim Jordan and pay attention to the clown in the circus of politics, friends, because keep in mind, it goes no further than appeasement. It goes no further than it being sold to you as a great American appeaser to settle you down and to keep you in line. Check this out.
Ranking members of the Rules Committee. Earlier, Representative Cheney said, we can have an investigation or we can let it go uninvestigated. I mean, what a ridiculous statement.
What are these investigations,
the FBI has been investigating this issue for the past, since it happened. Exactly what it's supposed to have. 600 people have been charged. Investigations are supposed to happen in the executive branch. Congress has an oversight function.
Okay. Now, I want you to pay attention to the fact that 600 people have been charged. Notice it's never the corrupt in government. Notice how they're never the ones that are caught in their corruptions. It's always the American people. Okay. Again, this is a system of authoritarianism or totalitarianism. Let's keep going on here and see what old Jimmy Jordan has to say, folks.
But Democrats don't want to do that.
Democrats, see?
They don't want to ask the appropriate question.
No.
Like, why was
the blame game?
So
the blame
that
game.
Day?
That's all this is.
Why
is
wasn't
the blame
the National
game.
Guard here? They don't want to ask those questions. Instead,
nope.
The actions of the January 6th committee, I believe, are a complete assault on Americans' liberty. There have been four batches of subpoenas issued.
Okay. So I'm just putting a little taste in your mouth as to what you're getting from your said heroes in government, and notice what they're doing, friends. Nothing but playing the game, the blame game of blaming the Democrats for this and the Democrats for that, agencies within the government, the FBI. They've had it on their desk for how long, and they still haven't done anything with it. Folks, this is all you get from these people. And then you know what happens after that? Here, I'll show you what happens after that. Because, again, I've highlighted this before, but I want you to see it for yourself as to how this all works. Because what you don't realize, friends, is the fact that you are being, well, fleeced by these people. And what am I talking about? You are being fleeced by these people for more money. Day in and day out, after they go ahead and put the little show on for the American people, as if to suggest that they're actually grilling these bad guys called the Democrats. And notice how these investigations, what do they roll over into? Absolutely nothing. Absolutely nothing, folks. Look at this. Okay, he's highlighting the crimes of those that he tolerates. He's already in a position, friends, to stand up and to prosecute. But is that what he does? Nope. He highlights it for the American people. He grills them, as they say. And what becomes of it? Like I said, absolutely nothing but another fundraiser. Another fundraiser. Okay? This is Jim Jordan. Okay? He's also caught up into a $3 million tax scandal. Okay? Wanted to highlight this one too. Look at this one. This is coming from Mr. Jordan as well, and he's doing another fundraiser here. And what is he doing? He's telling the American people how Joe Biden, treasonous Joe Biden, friends, treasonous Joe Biden is destroying America. Is that the job of those that promise to uphold the U.S. Constitution? Absolutely not. But it's become a little, you know what, it reminds me of a bunch of kids in public school that did nothing but gossip about each other and try to war against each other because they didn't like each other. Well, let me tell you something. In this scenario here, what you call the right and the left, they're all one and the same. Two sides of the same coin, playing and being paid by the same powers that put them into the position that they're in. And notice how that they're all extorted men. They're all extorted men. Now, I want to say this, and I want you to listen carefully, because I'm going to bring you through a whole plethora of these guys so you understand what this is all about. Remember Albert Pike, the 33rd degree Mason, who's now in hell where he belongs because he went on his sin and he wanted a war against his creator. It didn't work out well for him. Did it, Albert Pike? He was the guy, like a Saul Alinsky, that said, whenever the people need a hero, we shall supply him. We will supply him. Notice how these alleged heroes come into place when the bad guys are in office. I also want to remind you, friends, that not one in federal government, not in any branch of the government, not a one has filed the articles of impeachment against that of Joe Biden, who has, in fact, committed the act of treason against we the people. That's found in Article 3, Section 3. Okay? So this is what you're dealing with, friends. Okay? Whenever the people need a hero, we shall supply him. Now, what I want you to understand, friends, is these people are said to be the best that the American people have. No, the best that we have are real Christians under God in this country that are willing to stand up, and they understand. And because they understand that the gates of hell shall not prevail against the church, these are the best that we have in this country, because when we look again at the preamble of the U.S. Constitution, we in this country are the government. And what is the first thing that we are to establish? Judgment. And if we fail to do that, guess what? Our posterity is not going to have a future. Okay? I want to show you another one. I want you to see this. This is another one that was put in just in time. She is a traitor. She does the same exact thing as everyone else does. Ted Cruz, Trey Gowdy, Jim Jordan, Jason Chaffetz, Daryl Issa, Ben Shapiro, going on to Candace Owens, and the list goes on and the list goes on and the list goes on. What do they do? I want to show you what they do. And this is Marjorie Taylor Greene. You tell me what she is doing, okay, friends? You tell me what she's doing outside of highlighting the crimes of those that she fails to prosecute.
They have infiltrated our government, and they are destroying our country from within with their communist policies and beliefs. But here's what we're doing, Steve, and why your show is number one in this movement.
Oh,
we're taking our government back, because this government is for the people and by the people. And here's what that
telling
guy,
the people what they want to hear.
Understand. The taxpayers are the ones that pay the salaries of people in the government, people that are elected like me, but also everyone that works in every part of the government. And so moms and dads who are outraged and disgusted at their schools and that the CRT and any kind of horrible propaganda that our children are being
propaganda.
Taught, like
folks, they're the propagandists. That's what people don't understand. These are the propagandists. Okay? Advertently or inadvertently. What are you talking about, Bradley? Well, let me show you again. She highlights what? She highlights the fact that our country's being destroyed by a bunch of what? Communists. Is it her job to magnify the crimes of the communists? Or is it her job to magnify the law against those that are violating the U.S. Constitution and the enumerated laws found within? I'm just curious, which ones? What are they supposed to do? Are they supposed to highlight the crimes of the communists that are destroying the country? Or are they supposed to prosecute them? Please answer the question. And when you get a moment, read Isaiah 59, verse 14, because this is judgment turned backwards. Okay? This is judgment turned backwards. What does she do? She does a fundraiser. That's what these people are doing. And they're making millions and millions of dollars off to the people that are not paying attention to the crimes of those that you tolerate. Because it is a crime for your said representatives to look the other way when crimes are being committed against we the people in this country. Okay? Let me just give you an example. You have a Michelle Malkin. Right? What does she do? Same exact thing. Writes books about what? Highlighting the crimes of the bad guys. Do they ever make reference to bring about resolve through the laws that are established to keep us free? Understanding that justice guards our liberties? Absolutely not. Did you know that Michelle Malkin has made over $25 million off of her little campaigns, friends, and her book sales, selling what? Fear. They're fear mongers. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi there, I'm Ken Crow, conservativedailybriefing.com. I have never in my life heard a more powerful message from a more patriotic person. Bradley Dean is the epitome of liberty, freedom, and patriotism. Get out and hear Bradley Dean. You won't hear a better speaker.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
This is an important message. Do you have an IRA, 401k, or retirement account worth more than $100,000? Your portfolio may qualify for an IRS tax loophole that allows you to own physical, precious metals inside of your retirement account. Want our free report that shows you how? We are WealthProtectionResearch.com, and we help investors connect with the top precious metal companies in America to own physical gold and silver inside their retirement account using this little-known but very powerful IRS loophole. To claim your free IRS loophole report today, just text the word GOLD to 48542. WealthProtectionResearch.com wants to get this information in your hands now so that you can protect your hard-earned investments. Text G-O-L-D to 48542 to learn more. When you text the word GOLD to 48542, we'll send you a secure link to download our IRS loophole report to show you how to start protecting your wealth with precious metals. Don't wait. Text the word GOLD to 48542 now. Wealth Protection Research. Text GOLD to 48542.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Okay, welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Okay, so we're picking this up right now. We're talking about fear mongers capitalizing off the people for which they claim to be fighting. It's exactly what they're doing. I highlighted Ted Cruz. By the way, he's worth $4 million. He makes $174,400 a year, okay? Just so you understand what's going on here. Then we highlighted none other than who? Marjorie Taylor Greene. She does fundraisers. After she does her little hit pieces like this, spreading fear. That's what fear mongers do. Is this her job? Is it her job to get in office, friends, and to highlight the crimes of what she calls the left? No. And what is she talking about? Let's take our government back. Send in some more money. Send in some more money. That's exact. I get them all day long, friends, from all of these fleecers, from all of these whoremongers. Because that's exactly what they are. They're treacherous. They're unfaithful in their oath. They are not upholding the U.S. Constitution, friends. They are handing your government over as they aggrandize wealth unto themselves. That's all these people are doing. Okay? Advertently or inadvertently. Here's, let me just show you this one. I just highlighted this just for a moment. This is Candace Owen. Okay, what is she doing? Well, she does a fundraiser. That's what she does. After she puts out, you know, she gets up on Fox News, makes herself a little more famous as she's playing the fashion model now, right? And what does she do? Well, she does a fundraiser. Well, people will say, well, Bradley, what's wrong with that? Oh, there's nothing wrong with it. But the fact of the matter is, can I ask you the question? Where is the justice? Where is the judgment? The Bible tells us in Proverbs 28, verse 5, that evil men understand not judgment. Hey, friends, when you look at the Supreme Court building, what is it that you see under Moses holding the Ten Commandments? Well, you see none other than the statement inscripted in stone, engraved. What does it say? Justice guards our liberties. What's being delivered up to the American people? Everything but justice. Everything but justice. Okay? That's why you're being destroyed. Hey, by the way, friends, righteousness and judgment is the very habitation of God's throne. Psalm 97, read Jeremiah 9:24. Read Isaiah 26, verse 9. Read Amos 5:24. Remember when King David, the man after God's own heart, said when he looked at what was going on around him, he said, Lord, it's time for you to work, for they have made void your law. What's happened? Well, the American people are ignorant of the law that they are supposed to uphold against these criminals. Put that up against Isaiah 51, verse 4. But again, what do you get, friends? Well, you get from Rand Paul, this is a brand new one too, just to entertain you out of your freedoms, friends, as they do another fundraiser. It's interesting that Rand Paul, well, he just busted Fauci for lying. Really, why isn't Anthony Fauci being prosecuted for his crimes? Because Rand Paul's making too much money, folks. Another fundraiser. Stand with Rand. Chip in now. Anybody paying attention to the fact that he's already being paid? He's already in a position of government to put a stop to the crimes of Anthony Fauci? Why is he doing another fundraiser, friend? Only you can answer these questions. You know who else is doing this now? Thomas Massey. Thomas Massey's now doing this. He was on the radio show before. It looks like Thomas is getting a little soft on what's going on out there. I hope I'm wrong. Here's another one coming from Ted Cruz. Another fundraiser, folks. Another fundraiser. This is all they're doing. But again, what are they doing? They're selling themselves to the American people as if to suggest that they are actually fighting for you. They are not fighting for you. They are capitalizing off of you. Again, I've said this before. I don't like when people are lied to. And the fact of the matter is you are being lied to in a big, big way. They are designed to appease the American people and put them to sleep, is what they are. To keep you in line, the same thing with the Franklin Grahams, the same thing with Pastor Jeffress, same thing with the modern-day church. If you know the preacher, and I'm talking about on a mainstream level, you can rest assured they're appointed to keep you in line. That's what this comes down to. They are not warring against the establishment, friends. They're actually fueling the narrative that keeps the altar erect. Just so you again understand what's happening in your country. By the way, read Ephesians 5:14 when you get a moment. In other words, you can call them for what they are, controlled opposition. Okay? Let me give you a little list here. Michelle Malkin, $25 million. She's on Fox all the time, highlighting the crimes of the wicked. Okay? Another question to be asked, friends, is why is it that Michelle Malkin, Candace Owens, Antichrist Ben Shapiro, you should see some of the things he says about your Christ, 86% of you that profess to be Christians. It's offensive to say the least. He studies the Talmud, okay? Calls him a criminal trying to overthrow the government during the time of his incarnate state. Oh, dangerous stuff. Why is it that they're called up to congressional hearings? Because they're not at war with the establishment. They're not tearing down the establishment. They're just doing nothing but complaining about it. And then the mainstream media puts it out there through Fox News. And then they do another fundraiser. Candace Owens, she's just getting into the game now. She's worth $3 million. You know, Ben Shapiro, he's worth $25 million. And if you want to read his content, guess what, friends? You have to pay to access his site. Isn't that interesting? Isn't that interesting? We've been bought with blood. And this guy has the audacity to tell us we have to give him money to access the information that keeps us free. Shame on Americans that support these guys. Okay? They're not a threat to the establishment. Ted Cruz, by the way, is worth $4 million. He makes $174,000 a year. It's been told to me that he has five offices throughout the United States of America. He's already in a position of incumbency to fight the illegalities of what he pretends to fight against. Why isn't he doing it? Why isn't he doing it, friends? By the way, Senator Rand Paul, $2.5 million. And again, remember, the new news on Rand Paul is that he just caught Anthony Fauci in a lie. Read John 8:44, friends. Why isn't he prosecuting them? Because they're a part of the problem in the circus of politics that the American people are somehow or another entertained out of their freedoms by. Well, some will say, Bradley, what's the big deal? Here, let me lay it to you this way. Where's the justice? Isaiah 26:9 tells us, when thy judgments are in the earth, through the people that love God and keeping his commandments, when his judgments are in the earth, the inhabitants of the world will learn righteousness. Is that what's happening? No. Is justice that guards our liberties prevailing with these appeasers? Absolutely not. Not in any sense of the word. Just the opposite. Psalm 12:8 tells us the state of America today. The wicked walk on every side when the vilest of men are exalted. What do these said good guys that have been appointed because the people need a hero, said Albert Pike, what is it that these good guys do, friends, to the bad guys when they're caught? Absolutely nothing. But I'll tell you what, when the citizenry across the United States does anything wrong, they're sure to highlight the crimes of the people that have been arrested. They want you to believe that they're doing their job. Nope, but they won't prosecute each other. They're not above the law. They're below the law. They're to uphold the law. They're to be more scrutinized to uphold the law than anyone else, friends, because they've been put into a position of trust through delegated authority through we the people. Do you understand? What about Trey Gowdy? Oh, by the way, Thomas Massey's worth $6 million. How's he making that kind of money off $174,000, friends? Trey Gowdy, remember that? Grilling Hillary Clinton? Where's the justice, folks? No. They're breeding criminals, is what they're doing. They're protecting each other, friends. What about Tom Cotton, Dan Crenshaw, the new two injustices in the People's Supreme Court? Who have, once they got into incumbents on the Supreme Court bench, what did they do? They both, Kavanaugh and Amy, I forgot her last name, both of them, friends, what did they do? They turned on the American people instantaneously. We got Dan Crenshaw, Tom Cotton, Jason Chaffetz, Daryl Issa, all sold to you as the good guys. Where is the justice? Hey, folks, another thing for you to think of in closing. The law's on our side. The people are unified under that law, and 330 million people save 1.7% of the population, and yet we don't have justice. Hey, folks, the liars are winning out. Why? Because the people in this country are believing their deceptive ways every step of the way. These that have been named are doing nothing more than magnifying the crimes against the law, Isaiah 59:14, never, ever bringing in resolve, yet they are always selling lawlessness, and they're always fear-mongering to do another fundraiser and capitalizing off of the ones for whom they claim to be fighting, and that is the people that they are fleecing. That's you, friends, and I love you enough to tell you the truth. 1 John 3:18, see ya.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required.
It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.